Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Saturday, September 19th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Here's what moved markets this week. Stocks sank to six-week lows in a bout of broad selling, with the S&P 500 slipping more than 1% for its third straight decline, and all 11 S&P sectors ending in the red. The NASDAQ Composite also fell 1%, as investors continued to dump shares of high-flying tech companies. Apple fell more than 3%, capping a 17% plunge so far this month that has also seen declines in Alphabet, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, and Netflix. Activity related to options expiration and President Trump's decision to prohibit downloads of TikTok and WeChat after Sunday likely exacerbated the day's downward momentum. In the end, it was a third straight week of losses, with the S&P 500 shedding 0.7% and the NASDAQ dropping 0.6%, while the Dow fell just 0.1%. The week kicked off with some deal-making as NVIDIA agreed to buy SoftBank's chip division ARM for $40 billion in cash and stock, which will have wide-ranging implications for the global semiconductor industry. Gilead Sciences further announced it would acquire biotech company Immunomedics in a $21 billion deal that will expand its availability of cancer treatments through innovative drug Trodelvy, an FDA-approved treatment for metastatic triple-negative breast cancer. The therapy could ring up $3 to $5 billion a year in annual sales if it proves to work safely against other cancers, Jefferies & Company analyst Michael Yeh said in a research note. Instead of an iPhone 12, Apple unveiled its latest watch models. Some versions don't need to be paired to a phone, and a refreshed line of mid-range and low-cost iPads. It also talks software at the Time Flies event, with iOS 14 now set to be released on September 16th. One of the biggest announcements was the long-awaited services bundle. Called Apple One, customers will be able to access iCloud, Apple Music, TV Plus, Arcade, News Plus, and Fitness Plus for $15 a month for individuals or $20 a month for families. BP became the first oil major to call the end of an era many thought would last another decade or more, saying the relentless growth of oil demand is over in its latest energy outlook. Oil consumption may never return to levels seen before the coronavirus crisis took hold, and even the firm's most bullish scenario sees demand no better than broadly flat for the next two decades as the world moves away from fossil fuels. The forecast helps explain why BP has recently said it would shrink oil and gas output by 40% over the next decade and spend as much as $5 billion a year building one of the world's largest renewable power businesses. The House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure released a 238-page filing, in the works for about 18 months, that painted a Boeing that prioritized profits over safety. Numerous design, management, and regulatory failures during the development phase of the 737 MAX had preceded the preventable death of 346 people in two crashes of the popular jetliner, as well as an FAA that was unable to ensure passenger safety. The report comes as regulators are in the final stretch of recertifying the 737 MAX, which has been grounded worldwide since March 2019. Boeing has also been hit with the coronavirus pandemic that has roiled air travel demand and recently discovered flaws on some 787 Dreamliners. Snowflake made a splashy debut on Wednesday as shares doubled in value to give the cloud company a market cap of more than $70 billion. Well above the $12 billion it was valued at in February. Why so much excitement? Snowflake's data warehouse, which allows companies to analyze and manage multiple data sources, has massive revenue growth and caught on to the shift towards remote work as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Concerns? Following the wild session, Snowflake's price-sales ratio approached around 190 times on a trailing 12-month basis, while it is very richly valued compared to other cloud businesses. The Trump administration spent Thursday reviewing proposals on the TikTok-Oracle partnership, which still has many moving parts. TikTok owner ByteDance agreed to list the video-sharing app on a U.S. stock exchange, which could happen within a year, though there are still concerns over whether the Chinese parent would be allowed to retain a majority stake in the new company. Adding to the drama, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said the U.S. is set to bar folks from downloading TikTok or WeChat apps beginning September 20th. Market sentiment soured midweek following the latest Fed meeting, which was the first since Chairman Jerome Powell announced a greater tolerance for inflation. While the FOMC said interest rates could stay anchored to the zero bound through 2023, Powell kept asset purchases at current levels and sounded some alarm bells. More fiscal support is likely to be needed, he declared, signaling the Fed can't rescue the highly uncertain economy alone, and Congress needs to act quickly on another coronavirus relief package. Due to heightened economic uncertainty, the Fed also said it was considering extending its caps on banks' dividends and stock repurchases for the rest of the year. The central bank made the announcement along with its release of hypothetical scenarios for the second round of stress tests that it's requiring due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Unlike an earlier round of stress tests this year, the Fed will release the results of the tests for each of the 33 lenders, rather than providing aggregate results for the group. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.